7.
Kuvirat majoba damudye vayatavad dvaya mojito bhakti majo krito cha tata prema bhaktim svakamme prayaccha namokshe grahomesti damodareha.
Just as Kuvera's two sons were released and made to partake in devotion by you when your body was bound to the mortar with a rope, similarly, please grant me your own prema bhakti. My yearning is only for this, not for liberation, O Damodar.
Itam prema visheshena pramodkantaya sata saksha dharashanam pratya tata eva sadyo,
and so on. Thus, Satyamuni has requested with extreme longing, on account of his prema, the direct vision of the Lord with his own eyes. Satyamuni, Satyavrata Muni then, due to the suddenly arisen prema bhakti, begins considering the ultimate difficulty of achieving that vision. He is aware that prema bhakti is the ultimate means in this regard. Or he fears the lack of mental satiation in just a single vision of the Lord, and that vision's being followed by the pain of separation, and knows prema bhakti to be the one and only means for bringing the Lord under one's control. And so Satyavrata Muni is considering, he wanted to have the direct vision with the Lord, but that's only possible if there's prema bhakti. Or even if he had the direct vision of the Lord would disappear. That would bring tremendous pain of separation with it. And only if there is prema bhakti, the Lord would come back. So in this regard, he fears, how can it be that prema bhakti be achieved for an absolute offender such as me? Yet, becoming convinced that everything, even the impossible, may be achieved by the greatness of the Lord's affection, he requests prema bhakti alone, rejecting liberation. In the verse beginning with Kuvira, the term, we should somehow make it easier for Narahari to hold. Yeah, or why not this? No, that's dirty. There, the feet. This thermos. Then he can place it on the thermos. Easier. This. So the term. By his bound body, Badamurtya means, by his body, his beautiful form, which was bound, tied to the mortar with ropes by the gopi. That the two sons of Kuvera had the opportunity of direct vision with the eyes, touching, and so on, of the Lord, who is characterized by supremely beautiful pastimes and the like, is ascertained by his having personally entered between the two sons of Kuvera in the form of trees. So that then, the two sons of Kuvera had a very, very direct vision of the Lord. They saw him and they touched him because the Lord crawled right in between their tree bodies and he must have touched them, and he must have been visible to them. So in this way, the two sons of Kubera were both liberated from Sri Narada Muni's curse and also from the cycle of birth and death. Not just that alone, supreme bhakti was also given to those two. This he stated with the term partaking in bhakti, bhakti bhajo. This means that the two are such that they partake in bhakti, that is, they accept bhakti as the greatest achievement and do not abandon it in any way whatsoever. Thus it is meant that prema bhakti was indeed given to them. Likewise, the words of the Lord confirm this. Sanjato mai bhavo vam ipsita paramo bhava. The supreme ecstatic love for me, free of worldly existence, which you desired, has now arisen within the two of you. The meaning of this verse is as follows. In you, Vam, the desired ipsita, or thought after supreme parama ecstatic love, prema for me, has indeed fully arisen. It is that because of which there is no worldly existence, rebirth in the material world, or the pain of the cycle of birth and death. So this bhakti has arisen in the sons of Kuvera. So hey Damoda, similarly, please completely bestow upon me your own, that is to say, which has its only shelter at your lotus feet, or which has this form of yours as its only object, prema bhakti. So also like you gave to Kuvera's sons, give to me prema bhakti. Well, the Lord may say, what is the value in this case without obtaining liberation? Liberation should also be accepted as it was by the sons of Kuvera, since otherwise you will have the misfortune of remaining within the cycle of birth and death. So Satyaparata Muni says, I have a yearning, an obstinate desire for this prema bhakti alone, and I have no yearning for liberation. The meaning is this: if the cycle of birth and death becomes destroyed by the influence of prema bhakti, then so be it. But if it be not destroyed, then may it not be so. I have no regard for this at all. So here the hidden sense implied in these words is, when a philosopher's stone is lying in one's hand, one can get for oneself everything one wants. What then is the profit by gaining just one insignificant thing? So he says he only wants prema bhakti, and if prema bhakti destroys the cycle of birth and death, well and good. If not, no problem. But he doesn't want anything else, because prema bhakti is the supreme blessing. Or else the meaning is this: he had said, hey Damoda, please grant me your own prema bhakti. Thus he may be suspected of insisting upon the Lord's perpetual bondage with a rope around his belly because of his request for prema bhakti with the Lord bound at the belly with a rope, Damoda as its object. So he thinks, you are now Damoda, and I want prema bhakti to Damoda. That means, I'm really requesting that you always remain Damoda, that means bound around the belly. That's not good. So fearing He says, I am not intent on liberation, moksha, that is to say, on freeing you from the bondage of the robes. By the tone of his voice, he indicates, indeed, that is my intention. So he says, you please always remain bound by the ropes of love. May you never become liberated. However, please grant Prajayacha me your own Svakam Prema Bhakti. Prema Bhakti, which is specifically directed to you in this very form. Or else, the construction is, please grant me Prema Bhakti here in Vrindavan. Thus it may be concluded that eternal residence there in Vrindavan is also requested, because in that very place Prema Bhakti has the characteristic of revealing a unique degree of happiness, and because of the unique excellence of the form in which the Lord makes his appearance there. He requests this. Also because of its affecting a unique direct vision of the Lord, and because of his specific desire to see the beautiful Lord there wandering about, enjoying that place. In this interpretation of the verse, the rest of the words are to be interpreted just as before. So, in summary, Sanatana Goswami translates this, brings forth very sweet meanings. He speaks about Kuvera's sons who were released and were given devotion to Krishna. When you, Krishna, was bound, similarly, please grant me your own Prema Bhakti. My yearning is only for this, not for liberation, O Damodara. So this means two things. You should always remain Damodara, always be bound, and not liberated. And I also want to always be bound to you. That is possible in the Braj Bhakti and the unique devotion which is there in the inhabitants of Vrindavan.